Welcome to Virtus Voices. This is Joe Terranova, Senior Managing Director and Chief Market Strategist at Virtus Investment Partners. It is my pleasure to welcome David Grumhouse, Co-Chief Investment Officer and Senior Portfolio Manager at Duff & Phelps Investment Management based in Chicago. Mr. Grumhouse leads the firm's global real estate, global infrastructure, and energy investment teams, and also serves as a Senior Portfolio Manager. I'm pleased you could join me post-election. David, welcome, and we look forward to your insights today.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
David, certainly in the wake of the U.S. election, there seems to be some clarity for markets to absorb, but what is somewhat surprising is that just this past week, we got the surprising and very encouraging news from Pfizer as it relates to the vaccine. That has certainly given a cyclical lift to assets that have the reopening outlook supporting them, and in addition, the cyclical-oriented component of the economy. How are you and the team thinking about things in the wake of the surprising and encouraging vaccine news?
Joe, with the focus on the election, it is easy to overlook the COVID news, which certainly could end up becoming the larger story. Pfizer's successful vaccine trial launch stocks upwards, as you said, especially those names that are more cyclically or value-oriented. Within our real asset focus, sectors such as retail malls, lodging, airports, and energy are some of the largest initial winners for obvious reasons, and this really could continue. We will continue to monitor the COVID numbers and vaccine solutions and how this may open up our investing universe in the weeks and months to come.
So back to the election, I mentioned a degree of clarity. Some have suggested that maybe we did not get as much clarity as we expected. I'd be interested to hear your observations on whether we did or did not get that observation. But the various formations that could potentially exist as we enter 2021, how exactly do you think they will impact risk assets both domestically and globally based on the election outcome?
Certainly, Joe, at least initially the elections did not provide the clarity and market consensus that maybe the media and the polls were predicting. You know, while President Trump proved many of the polls wrong again, Biden does appear to have won the presidency. Meanwhile, the Republicans look like they will hold the Senate, but that is subject to key runoffs in Georgia in January, and I'm sure both sides will pour a ton of money into those races. So the Senate control is not over yet. You know, assuming the Republicans can hold the Senate, and I do think they have an advantage, government gridlock and the divided federal government should remain the norm, and that is probably good for markets. With no blue wave, progressive policy measures such as higher corporate taxes, hacking the Supreme Court, or an extra large $2 trillion plus stimulus deal appear to be off the table. And with the possible exception of the stimulus, this is good for the market. Less stimulus will mean lower yields and lower inflation expectations near term. This also keeps the burden on the Federal Reserve to offset any economic damage from COVID, which in turn will put more downward pressure on long rates. As a result, bond volatility is likely to stay fairly low, which should support equities generally.
David, this past Monday, on the very day of the Pfizer vaccine announcement, we had Mark Lazary join us on CNBC. I was able to ask him the question if he believed this moment would mark the trough as it related to commercial real estate, domestic real estate, assets that are tethered to real estate, and even the global real estate market. What is your outlook on the real estate environment in the wake of the vaccine news?
Global REITs continue to look attractive to us, given the exposure many of the subsectors have to the digital revolution, the attractive yields of the REIT stocks, and the relative underperformance of the REITs in 2020 versus the broader market. Now, an interesting tidbit from the election, voters in the state of California were asked to make decisions on two important issues that could have impacted the real estate industry. One would have raised property taxes on commercial owners, and the others dealt with rent controls. As California can sometimes be a harbinger to the rest of the U.S., the good news for commercial and residential landlords is that both ballot initiatives did not pass. So historically, real estate has kept up and in many cases surpassed broader equity market returns. But over three of the last 4 years, including this year's, listed real estate has significantly trailed the broader markets, largely due to the influence of big tech in the broader markets. We really think this will change and that investors will be rewarded for allocating to the REIT bucket going forward.
David, would you mind addressing the continued underperformance of traditional REIT sectors?
Joe, REITs have underperformed this year because some of the more traditional subsectors, things such as malls, lodging, and urban office, have been significantly impacted by COVID and work from home. With the COVID vaccine now on the horizon, we think some of these more traditional subsectors could really be up for a big rebound as they've given their significant underperformance over the last 9 months.
David, I want to thank you for your time and your thoughtful insights today. For those of you who have joined to listen, I want to thank you for your time as well. For more information on Duff & Phelps or any of the Virtus Investment Solutions, please visit virtus.com.